Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Beloved, if heaven is your goal, holiness must be your lifestyle. Hebrews 12:14 says, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." Make no mistake about it, my friend. Only those who pursue holiness will ever get to see God. They are the only ones that are going to spend eternity with Him in His glorious kingdom, because the eyes of the Lord are too pure to behold iniquity. Today, we're going to begin a new study called The Pursuit of Holiness. It is a broadcast of a series that I taught at our church, Dominion International Center, earlier on this year. In this study, you're going to discover exactly what holiness is and how you can pursue it. Be blessed as you listen.
Let's go to Leviticus 11, 44 through 45. The word this month is the pursuit of holiness in the month of holiness revolution. Hebrews 12:14 says, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." God says what He means. He means what He says. If He says you will not see Him unless you are engaged in a lifestyle of holiness, you better believe that He means it. It takes more than a one-time confession of faith to make heaven. To make heaven, it takes a constant pursuit of a lifestyle of holiness. And that's what we're going to be examining this month with the help of the Holy Spirit. But right now, I want us to begin by reading Leviticus 11, 44 through 45. Everybody, 1, 2, at the count of 2. 1, 2, let's go. "For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy. For I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourself with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth. For I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." Help me preach to your neighbor. Say, "Thus says God to you, be holy." Look at the other one on your other side. Say, "Thus says the Lord to you, be holy." That's the command of the Lord. He says, "Be holy because I, the Lord your God, I am holy." And what does it mean to be holy? From that scripture, it's simply consecrating yourself or separating yourself unto the Lord. He says, "You therefore consecrate yourself and be holy." So holiness simply is this: consecrating and separating your entire life, everything about you, unto the Lord. You see, the word holy means to be set apart. So therefore, holiness is a life that is completely set apart for the glory of God. It's not only until you are in ministry that God wants you to live a life set apart for Him. Every single one that He has brought out of Egypt, that's what that scripture said, every single one that He has saved, He has saved us, set us apart to live a holy life unto Him. Now, this has two implications, being separate unto the Lord. The first implication is that you should be separate from sin. Say it after me. Say, "Separate from sin." Holiness means you must be separate from sin. Separate from all the unclean things. He says, don't defile yourself with the creeping things in the earth. Creeping things is anything that pertains to Satan, anything that is of the enemy, anything that is ungodly. As Christians, we must not defile ourselves with such things. Though we are in the world, we are not of the world. Ezra tells us, Ezra chapter 6, verse 21. Listen carefully. It says, then the children of Israel who had returned from the captivity and together with all who had separated themselves from the filth of the nations. So holiness is you separating yourself from the filth that is in the world. You are in the world, but don't join them to do the things that are not godly. He says, separated themselves from the filth of the nations of the land in order to seek the Lord God of Israel. So holiness is refusing to mess with the filth of the world, is refusing to mess with sin, is living a life of absolute dedication to purity, is choosing to walk in the ways of God, not in the ways of the world. If you are a Christian, the Bible says there are certain things that must not be mentioned with us. Because though we are in the world, we are not of it. Therefore, we must separate ourselves from the filth that is in the world. And there is so much filth in the world. There is so many things, the things that God calls wrong, the world calls right. But we must not join the people of the world to do ungodly things. Because we have been set apart. Our lives have been dedicated for the glory of God. Holiness is refusing to mess with the sin in the world, choosing to walk in the ways of God, not the ways of the world. Deuteronomy 28 verse 9 says, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and you walk in his ways. One translation says, you live your life each and every day in his ways. This is important. Some of us live our life in his ways as long as we're inside the church. But the other days of the week, we are something else. They don't even know that you are a Christian where you walk or in your neighborhood. That is not holiness. Holiness is living your life each and every day in according to the ways of the Lord. Beloved, you don't belong to yourself. I don't belong to myself. We belong to God. And that is holiness. Living your life that God is the owner of it. Therefore, you don't do what pleases you. You do what pleases him. You don't be conformed to the world. Instead, on a daily basis, you are being transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit to be like Jesus, to behave like Jesus. The Bible tells us in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, that is holiness, setting your body apart, to be a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Then verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't party like they party. Don't speak like they, don't curse like they curse. Don't backbite like they backbite. Don't watch what they watch. Don't wear what they wear. Look, I'm not legalistic. I'm not about wear this, wear that. But if we are sincere with ourselves, there's some things we wear, especially ladies to church, that you wonder, why are you dressed that way? Don't you know you are daughters of the king? When you go to the palace of a king, how are the princesses dressed? They don't show cleavage. They don't show thighs. Is somebody with me this morning? And guys too, thank God for your biceps. You don't have to be seeing it all the time. We must be holy. Don't dress the way they dress. Don't talk the way they talk. Don't react and respond to situations the way they react and respond. Don't conform yourself to the world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the assignment, that is the desire of God for us.
2 Corinthians 3:18 says it. The Spirit of God just wants us to be identity to Christ. And that is holiness. A life set apart to walk in the ways of God, not in the ways of the world. To be transformed into the image of Christ. There used to be a time the world would get inspiration from the church, but now we are inspired by them. It shouldn't be so. He's calling his church to holiness. Holiness is choosing to unfriend the world and befriend God. You can't have an affair with both. It's either one or the other. But you see, when you follow Jesus, you can't have the world as a side chick. You can only have one chick. And that's God. He must be the love of your life.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.
I long to do. I want to know.